Welcome back to Ping. This is episode
83.
That's right. 83 is a good number, Paul, and also a good year.
A very good year.
What happened in 83?
Oh, they made some fantastic wine back then.
Great music from 83.
Yep.
Fashion that some of us still wear.
I know. I think I got this sweater from 1983.
The mock turtleneck, big in 83. Also, Paul.
E.T. was released, I think.
Was it?
Maybe.
Around then?
Yeah.
Nice, and what he's shying around from is that's when Paul was born.
Yeah.
In what month was that, Paul?
It was 83 months ago.
So there you go. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Paul is tired because of his exciting week last week at the PAST Summit, which he's going to talk to you about.
For sure.
And we wanted to real quick just thank everyone on the message boards for commenting and showing your excitement for my new show, Hot Apps, which launches tomorrow.
Yep, and the excitement for the pre-launch of my product announcement before our official product announcement.
RHM was specifically really excited about that. What did he say?
RHM said, sorry, Paul, but that is probably one of the most awesome secret projects I've ever heard of.
I think that's a misquote.
Oh, I can't read today.
It says, sorry, Paul, but that is the most dull secret project.
Oh.
He probably just typed in the wrong word.
Yeah.
Probably did.
I don't know. I think he has the appropriate type of picture there for his avatar, so I think that's
before
just
before we
fine.
Start war, let's start the show.
Okay.
All right, Paul, so last week you and your team were at the PAST Summit.
Yes,
and PAST
Community Summit 2010. PAST is the Professional Association for SQL Server.
Okay, and who comes to this? People from around the globe?
Yeah, so it's probably, I would guess, like 80% people from the U.S. and then maybe 20% from around the world. It's mainly database professionals and BI professionals that come to see like the latest and greatest about supporting, managing, developing on top of SQL Server, the release products, as well as get the new product announcements, like my product, like the next version of SQL Server, and all the high availability.
How did you get into this sort of thing? Like, were you at college and you decided you were really into, like, was it your plan to work in SQL Server? How does this happen to somebody?
I honestly don't know. I think, here's what I think happened. So I
have a very clear career path, you know? Like, I studied entertainment and media technology. Like, this is what happened to me.
Right. And then now you do a Hot Apps show.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still in production. It's still in the same line of, you know, field of study.
Right.
I want to know how one gets into SQL Server.
So I was pretty antisocial as a kid. I started a business when I was 15. And,
not looking for a resume here, Paul.
And then when I went to college, I got into the business school, and I was still a technical dude, so my recruiter was like, oh, this guy had used databases before, and he's in business, so let's have him interview with BizTalk and SQL Server.
Oh, okay.
And had I known, I would have, you know, studied some more SQL, but somehow I did well enough on my interview.
And you enjoy it?
I've learned to enjoy it. I was not that technical of a guy. Like, I had taught myself, and I taught classes on computer programming, but I didn't get an engineering degree.
Right.
And then they threw me in, like, the most technical group at Microsoft, aside from the kernel group. I was in, like, the relational engine, and I guess I did pretty well. So I focused on manageability stuff, and then over the years, I've learned to love it.
Yeah.
And now I'm a thought leader in this space, and I absolutely love the project that I'm working on.
Okay. Sorry, anyway, I took this off track there.
So that's how I got into it.
Okay.
But I mean,
how are we gonna get out of it?
I naturally do more of like I don't know, the fun stuff, the creative stuff. Like, that's why I love doing Ping and stand up comedy I would love to work on like some of a consumer application at some point in the future. But for right now, I think I can make a pretty big impact.
I think so. And so at the SQL Summit, the SQL Server Summit PAST, you actually led. Did you give a speech? You led a presentation.
Yeah. So my product, Microsoft Codename Atlanta, was officially disclosed during the keynote. Senior Vice President Ted Kummert had announced what Atlanta is, and then one of my closest colleagues, Bob Ward, went up on stage in front of 3,000 people and demoed the product to the world, and he even was the first demo to get an applause break right in the middle.
Ooh.
So take that, RHM. And then we had a breakout session and a couple demos.
You showed him.
Oh yeah, for sure I did. Overall, I think we probably talked to a few hundred people about what my product was, like in one-on-one settings and small group settings. And overall, it's been quite positive.
And is that information all available online for the people who weren't at the summit or the sessions?
Yep. So if you go to sequelpass.org, you can actually buy the DVDs and watch them on demand. I think it's like $600 and you can get all like 160 plus sessions.
Cool.
I'll also be filming some shorter clips of what my product does. Maybe host them on Channel 9 or host them on YouTube or some place where people can watch it on demand and just get like little 1, 2, 3 minute clips.
Nice.
of how this stuff works. But overall, it was a great summit. It was the most attended summit that they've ever had. I think there were like 3,500 people. And it was definitely a lot of fun.
Awesome. Cool. You know, you never asked me about my career and my history, how I got here.
Yeah, well, I don't think I have 10 seconds to spare.
Get an M rating.
All right, Laura, as you may have heard, we have launched a new type of Windows phone. It's called Windows Phone 7. Have you heard about this launch?
I think you were telling me about it, but I don't really know anything about
it. Yeah, so there's just a bunch of great things.
Really?
One more great thing here.
I kid. Yes.
one more great thing here is one of the most annoying things that I've had about my previous device is that there are known updates for these types of devices, but it's up to the carrier previously to push those down to the phone itself. So Verizon. would have to, you know, say, okay, well, we're going to go test this on our models and then push this over the air. And it basically never happens.
So how would you, because I was running a 6.1 device and I never really noticed got updated.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, even though like there's like Windows update or Microsoft update, like a little icon on this phone, it's like, oh, and there's never any updates. But now with Windows Phone 7, Microsoft is taking much more control of the software platform, so we'll actually be able to push update or allow updates for people to opt into to update their phones.
Which is great, which I think aligns with the original plan for Windows Phone 7 that, you know, they really want to maintain a consistent end user experience in all areas. So not only, like we've discussed, do all of the apps need to run exactly the same on all the different devices, but now all of the phones will get, you know, the updates at the same time, the same process.
Yep.
It's all very consistent, and hopefully that will alleviate room for errors.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of things. It's like being able to fix the bugs, fix the errors, respond to customer feedback, but also when early adopters want to, you know, try out a new phone, some people may be reluctant to say, oh, I don't know if I want a V1 device.
I'm going to wait for version 2.0.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
so,
that's something
so
I've
they
said
can,
before.
They, like, as you've seen with other manufacturers, they have the ability to buy updates, like major updates to the phone, like every year. And this will allow us to have the same type of model for Windows Phone 7.
Awesome. So kudos.
Yes, thank
to
you.
To the WP7, not to you.
Oh.
You know, Paul, recently more and more I have noticed some of my elderly family members and people who I would never have thought had interest in purchasing an Xbox are asking me about it. They want one.
Yeah.
And they're actually buying them. And it's not...
Is it Halo Reach? Is that the reason why?
Well, with Nanny, yes.
Okay.
She likes Halo Reach. She's really into...
Is that like code name for your grandma?
Nanny.
Nanny?
Yeah.
Not like the person that raised you as a nanny?
No, Nanny.
Okay.
That's Grandma.
Because I always call my grandma, Grandma.
Nanny and Papa.
All right.
No?
No, not
anyway,
so
anyway, they want Xbox, and they don't... Well, they do want to play Halo Reach, but a lot of other people are investing and starting to buy Xboxes, but don't use them for gaming at all. And to me, I think that the report says that actually only people who have an Xbox only use it for gaming 60% of the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the other 40% is like watching movies on Netflix, watching games on ESPN.
Yeah, using it as a media center, sharing, you know, like you said, sharing photos, looking at videos. Personally, I would say in my house, 90% of the time, my Xbox is in use. It's not playing games.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're not...
As a coaster. I'm just kidding.
So
no, I'm streaming movies through Netflix, and I do that almost every night.
Yeah?
Because I'm cool.
Very.
I go out a lot.
That is so cool.
I'm saying, like, you have an Xbox, obviously.
Yeah, and honestly, if it weren't for the recent release of Halo Reach, like, it would be 100% for non-gaming things. Like, I don't play that many games anymore, but I do like catching the occasional tennis match on ESPN, and since I haven't had cable for a very long time, right. I don't watch that type
that's
of
just,
stuff anywhere
that's just
else.
Weird. Yeah. That's just weird. But it's very similar. It's like, I have a phone, obviously, but I'd say about 20% of the time do I actually use it to make phone calls.
That much?
Probably not even. No one calls me.
Yeah.
No one
except for
calls
every show.
During the show, sometimes. But, you know, it's interesting to see the transition in these devices, how they're, again, more stuff not being used maybe the way they were thought they were originally going to be used, mm-hmm. or the way they were intended to be used.
Yeah.
So it's good. And it's also good for Xbox Live people, because it just means more people getting online, and it's all good stats.
Yeah, so overall, we're really starting to execute on our vision and like show results for making the Xbox like the digital media hub of the
yeah,
family.
I mean, wouldn't Bill Gates say many, many moons ago that, you know, by whatever year there'd be a computer in every home or a computer on every desktop?
And in every home.
And an Xbox.
Yeah.
Because
that's what he thought of like 30 years ago. He's like, and an Xbox.
No,
we're call it Xbox.
I'm updating it for him. He couldn't be here to update it, so I'm saying now he would have said that.
Yeah.
And he'd be right.
He would be.
You're welcome, Bill. All right, everybody, that's a wrap for this week's show. Hopefully you enjoyed it, you learned a little, you laughed a little, you cried a little, and my call to action for all of you out there is we really, really, really want, appreciate, and need your feedback. So please post stories and topics that you think we should cover.
Yep.
And you think that we're maybe lacking in a little of this and we need a little more of that. And if you really, really want more Britney Spears coverage, I will do that for you.
Or if you want to put your amazing experiences with Microsoft Atlanta.
Right.
Go to MicrosoftAtlanta.com.
I'm sure RHM is jumping on that.
Oh, for sure.
Right,
and then he's going to put like this awesome comment in there with screenshots and just like Avatar going nuts. And
yeah.
Anyway, quick callback to something that we did probably last year sometime. There was a comedian
I don't
here.
Remember. I was drunk.
Kirk Fox.
Uh-huh.
He'll be coming back here to Bellevue this coming week.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was a funny
dude. Enjoyed him.
One of the most watched episodes of Ping that we've ever had. Let us know if you want him back on the show.
Back on the show.
Maybe we can try and convince him to do that.
I'm sure we could.
All right,
everybody. We'll see you next time. See you on the boards.
Later. Nah. There you go. Not bad.